2. Perspective. Years ago, I, David, had the opportunity to travel abroad with Compassion International. Compassion is a child relief organization dedicated to releasing children from spiritual, economic, social, and physical poverty. I've long respected what Compassion is doing across the globe. It was a privilege to travel with them to South America and see their relief work firsthand. I vividly remember traveling to a remote village and meeting one of the site directors. As he was explaining how the mission is executed, I recall him commenting, "We would never begin teaching a child or sharing the gospel without first feeding them a meal, because a hungry heart has no ears. We feed them and then assess their needs." I remember being struck by the simplicity and wisdom of that model. This man knew children have no ability to develop cognitive or academic skills when they are hungry, and no ability to hear or experience the truth of the gospel when their stomachs are rumbling. There are limitations on learning when children in any part of the world show up for school not having had a nutritional breakfast. The brain can't focus properly. Similarly, the brain responds differently when the body is crammed full of carbohydrates and sugars rather than protein. There is a different rise and fall of blood sugar, which impacts focus, attention, and memory. This wisdom could be applied to discipline. It makes no sense to engage kids with discipline or correction when they are experiencing elevated emotions. The brain is flooded. No person, child or adult, is capable of having perspective in those moments. We can't think rationally. We are incapable of being our best self. When our kids are spiraling emotionally, we're guilty of saying, or screaming, words like, "You need to calm down." This is when we're most vulnerable to lecturing or yelling. But it's the worst moment to be talking at all. A hungry heart has no ears. An emotional kid has no ears. An elevated parent can't think clearly. We need perspective. Our kids need perspective. None of us can access perspective in that moment. We best serve our kids by saying, "I love you too much to argue. You and I both need a break. Let's take 15 minutes and then regroup once we've had a chance to calm down. I don't want to say something I'll regret because my brain is flooded right now, and I know yours is as well. I'm going on a short walk or to my room, and I'd encourage you to do what you need to do, and then we'll circle back tonight." In our book, Intentional Parenting, we remind parents that timeouts aren't just for toddlers. There is wisdom in modeling the importance of taking breaks and not speaking in anger. "In your anger, do not sin." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. That scripture reminds us we're going to feel strong emotions. Feelings are just feelings. The important thing is what we do with the feelings. That's where things can get messy. Let's look at what it means for us to model perspective and help our children develop it. We will alternate between the words perspective and self-regulation in this chapter.